One of the lovely things about having an electric car is being able to charge it overnight and always leave home with a full tank, as it were. And I was actually sort of not bothering with that because I don't need to have a full amount of battery before every day because I'm only going a short distance to work and back. But the last couple of days I've been doing it because of the fact that on one of these days I showed my grandson, who's 3 years old, how to plug the car in when we got in, and I've been trying out my new level 2 charger I have in the garage now. Anyway, so now we're going to get him into the garage, and he gets out and says, OK, let's plug her in. So I have to plug her in and have a fully charged car ready for the next day. And you know what? It's actually quite good. The thing is that some people say that you shouldn't do that, have a fully charged car all the time. But the way that the battery works in the Nissan is that you never get completely fully charged anyway. The battery management system leaves a certain amount of leeway at the top, so it's not gone right to fully 100%. It could go more if it was allowed to. And the same thing with the bottom of the battery as well. They do it so that you can't take a lithium-ion battery completely to zero. So when it says zero, it's really got a little bit more left. There's a little bit of a leeway there as well. And also that's quite good as well because of the fact that when you're driving someplace and you've not got much left and you think you're going to make it, but you've got down to zero. Well, when it gets down to zero on the Nissan Leaf, I've been told that you have around maybe 10, 15 kilometres left that you could just about manage to get home with. And before you even get into turtle mode. So that's something to be thinking about. So anyway, I'm really delighted with my electric car, my Nissan Leaf. It's still lovely to drive. I'm just enjoying it. It's brilliant. I'm quite pleased that my Pro Pilot Assist in the car is working perfectly at the moment. It's only when I go on longer trips, such as when I'm driving down to Barcelona, where it goes for about 40, 50 kilometres, then it starts playing up and giving me sort of messages to say there's a car in front when there isn't. And on Monday I'm going to be driving down there, but I'm going down there with a purpose. The front radar sensor is going to be changed. It's going to take them a day to do it, so they're going to give me a car to play with in the meantime, probably a non-electric car, which will be a bit of a shame. So I'll have to go back there the day after. So what I'll be doing is I'll be leaving the car in on Monday and hopefully getting it back on Tuesday, and I'll have it completely fixed and none of this messing about that I've been having on the longer trips. But as it is at the moment, with doing the shorter trips to work and back, I'm able to use the ProPilot Assist, and it is rather good. I'm getting into the swing of it and when to cancel the ProPilot Assist when I'm pulling off on towards roundabouts, so I get the right amount of regen and braking without having to touch the brakes, and that's lovely. So anyway, this is Dave Allen for EV20 Questions, just giving you a bit of an update on stuff, and I'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye now.